Matthew 2, 1-12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The star leading to Bethlehem still shines, but now it shines in the lives of those who believe and follow the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. The heart of Christmas is Christ. No other gift is like him to have come to give his life and pay the cost of our sin. We now, and all who believe in him, have the promise of eternal life.
Alleluia!
This is Deaconess Brown. I'm glad you came tonight, and I hope you enjoyed our presentation. May the bright light of Jesus shine in your lives this Christmas and all year through. Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming tonight and experiencing the wonder of our Lord's birth. Before you leave, I invite you to come inside for a warm bowl of chili, treats, and Christmas spirit. Your friends at St. John wish you a joyous Christmas.